right to a cheesesteak.
I think everybody has the right to a cheesesteak. I think you should have the right to a cheesesteak.
I took a class, I took a philosophy class in college, and I don't remember any of the basic rights, except like, yeah, like the right to protect yourself, or the right to live, the right to make your own decisions, you know, right to pet a puppy if he's cute enough.
That was actually supposed to be the First Amendment, but they cut it out because they thought that they wouldn't be taken seriously as a new government by including the word puppy in it.
You know, right to four-wheel drive in your car. I don't even know what that is.
Would you stick your keys into his four-wheel drive? Think
what?
Before he cheats, and am I the only one in this?
Get show? Out.
All right, nice knowing everybody. Yeah. It's the Stephanie Sotilli Show from right, now
no,
on.
Get back here.
No.
Thank you.
Not my podcast anymore.
Get back, Sam.
Welcome to No Small Talk. I'm Matt Ryan, joined as always by the lovely, the talented, the yin to my yang, the Keenan to my Kel, the cheese to my burger, Stephanie Sotilli.
Yay! I don't really like orange soda, so you are painting a false picture of myself.
Well, then our entire relationship's a lie.
Who's indifferent to orange soda?
Steph's indifferent to orange soda. Still works in the rhyme scheme, so I am fine with it. I am fine with it. I don't know about anybody else, but welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for the positive reviews and all the cool things people have been saying on Twitter and on iTunes and to us personally about this show. I've actually gotten texts from people. We've gotten responses from people on Twitter about how much they're enjoying the show. Actually, one person quoted it as perfection.
Yay!
I think that's the closest to perfect we will ever be.
Oh, no. That makes me really sad. I have a lot more stuff that I want to accomplish.
I know. Well, you set the bar extremely low, like you did when you decided to start dating me.
Shut up.
It's universally can be disputed, not undisputed, that I am the bar beneath the bar. You know where you put your feet on when you go to a bar? Like that lower stool where you keep your feet? That's where I'm set.
So you're the bar underneath the bar in the bar.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a metatextual
thing.
That's
a dumb inceptionish thing that you just
said. I go to NYU. Everything needs to have some sort of metatextual thing about it. That's what I learned in my first semester there. But those who are listening for the first time, welcome. We thank you for spending your Monday afternoon with us. The premise of the show is that Stephanie and I, every week, sit down, ask each other a few questions, dive into the wealth of knowledge of Chuck Klosterman. We're still trying to get you on the show, Chuck. Just answer my letters. I've been writing you letters. I've been sending carrier pigeons.
Yes.
I've been supporting Mike Tyson's carrier pigeon business.
Well, if you include samples of your own hair, I think that's what's scaring him off. That's why I keep telling you I need to be in charge of marketing.
I just want him to recognize me. I just want him to know I'm here, Steph.
You were right, Rupert. You were right. They were wrong.
To continue.
Have you ever seen that?
I've not.
Oh, forgot. Okay.
Look, we just watched Clockwork Orange. We're making progress. We're making progress. Literally, before we hit record, for reasons that I cannot go into, we finally watched Clockwork Orange as a couple. And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, this was the fourth or fifth time that I've seen it. Its entirety.
That makes sense.
I had a friend from high school tell me that I need to watch this because she was much cooler than me. So at like 16, 17, she's already seen it several times and I have no idea. All I knew was the quotes in it from Opie and Anthony.
Yes.
That they played over and over.
And me being the ONA fanboy that I am, laughed uproariously every time I heard them.
Yeah, no, I did the same thing when I first watched it. I watched it once when I was 17. And, like, I didn't remember those, and then I listened to ONA, I'm like, okay, those are those sound clips. I didn't remember that's where it was from, and then I saw the movie again in my 20s, like, oh, okay, that's where they came from.
And a lot of our pop culture education comes from things like that. Like, for me, most of my teens and part of my early 20s, especially when I was working there, was built off of the pop culture references from Opie and Anthony.
Oh, mine are from Well, mine are from Tiny Toons.
Well, my,
Tiny Toons and Animaniacs.
Yeah, and, no, me too. Like, that's our entire generation. Like, that's a universal thing for people in our age group. In the highly coveted 18 to 34 demo.
Yeah. And The Simpsons.
Yes, and The Simpsons.
That's
Simpsons,
where I get most of my
Simpsons, Beavis and Butthead, Tiny Toons, Animaniacs, and Looney Tunes for me. You don't like the Looney Tunes.
I do not hate Looney Tunes. I'm the only one I know that I don't care. I hate them. I don't think it's funny.
You're lame.
I was depressed.
You are lame.
Really?
You're lame for not liking Looney Tunes.
Really?
Yes.
I would say I'm cool because I don't like the things that everyone else likes. Because I have a mind of my own.
It's okay to like
something.
Even
when I was younger, I looked at it and I go, this is really not funny. This is just slapstick. I'm not impressed by this.
Yet you like the Marx Brothers. And the Looney Tunes had the Marx Brothers played a lot of influence in the Looney Tunes.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
Did they?
Bugs Bunny is based off of fucking Marx.
Is he? Sucks. Yeah. He sucks. I hate Bugs Bunny.
That hurts my feelings.
That rapist skunk. Don't get me
started.
Look,
I am not putting the I'm not looking past the fact that Pepe Le Pew is a sex criminal. He should be on a
watch
list.
Whatever lobotomy Foghorn Leghorn had,
look, he had a stuttering problem. That doesn't make him a bad person.
Retard.
He's a rooster. What do you mean? Do you want him to recite Newtonian physics? He's a cartoon character.
I want to deep fry him for Thanksgiving. He ate Foghorn Leghorn.
Weird fact about young Stephanie, she had rooster on Thanksgiving. That's an uncomfortable fun fact. It's like a pop-up video fact that comes up during the show, even though we're an audio-only medium.
No, I just never found it funny.
I think
you're... Even when I was younger, I was like, I watched so much of it because, again, it's on, and I'm like, maybe I should like this. It's a cartoon, and it never clicked with me. I just didn't like it.
The thing about our generation of cartoons was we were the last generation to really get all of those old cartoons.
Yeah, it's not really part of our generation. Just like if I don't like Flintstones or the Jetsons, I'm not fucking crazy.
You're not wrong there. But the thing about it is we're the
last... It's a living. Come on, that's hilarious. Guy falls off a cliff 50, 60 times an episode. It's a living. Same thing.
Well,
right?
All right. All right, no need to get angry there. No need to get all Buscemi on me.
How do I stop this crazy thing, right? It's the same thing.
We're going to get letters from this, I feel. But to my point, we are the last generation that truly had the Flintstones and the Jetsons and Scooby-Doo, those old Scooby-Doo episodes on every day. There's Boomerang now that has all these old cartoons, but we were the last ones to get them. Every day,
because there was not much. Because there was not much on. They didn't really have a lot of those channels.
Yeah.
So they had, you know, one channel that was all cartoons because they had the Cartoon Network for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we fill it with? We fill it with stuff that we also already have because there wasn't so much new content. So they just fill it with everything that's old. The same thing with TV Land. Why
Nickelodeon stopped at 7, which as an 8-year-old I took as a huge affront. I was like, every day I see the Brady Bunch on in my 8-year-old mind. This is bullshit.
Yeah, it stopped like 7 or 8 o'clock. Yeah. I remember, and that would be... And they showed like Get Smart. Dragnet, I'm pretty sure, was on there.
It was the
Dick
Brady
Van
Bunch
Dyke Show. Too. Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke Show is an amazing show. I'm gonna say that's cool. Get Smart. Mel Brooks created it, so that's fine
I
by
like
me.
Get Smart. I remember liking Get Smart, yeah. Get Smart as like a 6-year-old. And like, why am I watching this? I just like
to those show. Playing along at home, we are 57 and 59 years old. That is how old we are. If you know us, we've been telling you lies. We've been together for 32 years. And this has all just been an elaborate game.
Because because TV as overall has not been around that long.
Yeah.
So it makes sense why they show there was like less content being built, like as we get, mm-hmm. In a very short time frame, more content happened than between when TV started to when we were growing up, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
I think,
a shorter time frame, there's been more that's been produced.
Yeah, and those cartoons, like Looney Tunes, were in movie theaters. Like those weren't on TV until the 60s or 70s.
Oh.
Those were shown as like inserts during movie double features.
Yes.
And with Flintstones and the Jetsons, those were on in prime time. The Flintstones was on at 8 o'clock on ABC.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And if you want to have a laugh after the podcast, search Jim Norton Flintstone. You'll have some fun on it. Jim Norton and Anthony Cumia hate the Flintstones.
As they should.
And there's our obligatory RNA reference for the week. So we've got these two questions.
Yes.
What's our first one this week?
Okay. Think of someone who is your friend. Mm-hmm. Do not select your best friend, but make sure the person is someone you would classify as considerably more than an acquaintance. Mm-hmm. This friend is going to be attacked by a grizzly bear. Now, this person will survive this bear attack. That's guaranteed. There is a 100% chance that your friend will live. However, the extent of the injuries are unknown. He might receive nothing but a few superficial scratches, but he might lose a limb or multiple limbs. He might recover completely in 24 hours with nothing but a great story, or he might spend the rest of his life in a wheelchair. Somehow, you have the ability to stop this attack from happening. You can magically save your friend from the bear, but his salvation will come at a peculiar price. If you can choose to stop the bear, it will always rain. For the rest of your life, wherever you go, it will be raining. Sometimes it will pour and sometimes it will drizzle, but it will never not be raining. But it won't rain over the totality of the earth, nor will the hydraulical cycle be disrupted. These storm clouds will be isolated and they will focus entirely on your specific whereabouts. You will never see the sun again. Do you stop the bear and accept a lifetime of rain?
Wow. This one sucks. Not that it's a bad question. It's a very good question. It's just...
This reminds me of the other one we did, which is... when it was, would you break, you know, your soulmate's collarbone versus that? Because when you don't see the sun, you get more depressed. Like, if you don't have the sun's rays on you, it screws with your mental state. So to me, that's what it sounds like. And we also don't know, if they lose an arm, that might not be as bad of a situation as it might have been a few years ago.
Yeah.
Versus, like, a few years from now, which is, who knows what they could do. Just replace it right away with something that feels and looks just like a real arm, and they control it just as much. Versus, there's nothing to fix that. There's nothing, if your depression stems from not being around the sun, which is a real thing, they can't fix that.
No.
You're just in that situation for the rest of your life versus injuries that may be... that may be cleared in a few years.
And there's this weird, but there's going to be the guilt thing. And I agree with you with the bionics and the we're getting nearer and nearer to robots every single day. And you see how new technology is and the way we treat medicine now and the way that a lot of this stuff is now accessible and affordable. And there are foundations for this. And if you get a good enough GoFundMe or Indiegogo, you can get these things. It's not just for people trying to pay their way through college. There's actual different ways to use it.
Yeah.
But the guilt thing, if you have that kind of power in your hands and your best friend or a close friend of yours knows that do they know you have it? Do they know you have that ability?
Yeah, I don't know.
If they do, they're going to lord it over you. And they're going
to make... Then they're not a very good friend. Because if you sit them down and explain, here's my logic, this versus this.
Yes.
You can be fixed because yours is just a physical thing. Mm-hmm. Mine is mental and can never be fixed because I'll never see the sun again.
I don't want a damp carpet, goddammit. You lost an arm. I'll give you mine. Take my arm. I will give you that. It's... No matter how you cut the bear, it's not an easy thing for anybody. Because there's going to be depression on both sides. If they lose a limb or, you know, they can't go to the zoo again. Or if they watch the Disney movie Brother Bear and have some sort of massive panic attack.
They hate similar to Clockwork Orange, if they just see footage of bears, they just start being really sick and hear Beethoven play in their head.
That's what it could be like if they really enjoyed the Country Time Bears or, you know, the Rock Pizza Rockapalooza Explosion or whatever the name of that goddamn thing was.
The Berenstain Bears?
Yeah, if they love the Berenstain Bears, if their one redeeming childhood experience out of all of the torture in their childhood was their parents, in between screaming, yelling, crying, and drinking, was reading them the Berenstain Bears before bed every night, tucking them in and kissing them on the head to continue their pattern of scotch, crying, fucking, and more crying. Which is the name of a great album, by the way. then that is a completely different level of guilt altogether. Like, that is some weird, fucked up shit, no matter where you go with it. But since you could pay for therapy, and I like seeing the sun, and limbs are replaceable now. It's not the whole one-armed, one-legged made out of corkboard nowadays. The fucking Blade Runners.
Give him a hook. Maybe he'll like it. Maybe he'll be like, yeah, I get to have a hook. Maybe one of your friends, whoever you picked, like, actually wants to be a pirate, and this is, like, a perfect...
Oh, we know who it's going to be. I want to see Alex Silverman fight a bear. There's no argument behind that. Like, I think we both have the same friend
there. And you know what? Who's to say that that's not going to help you, like, get attention? Like, he'll be the most famous person in the world, maybe, because he got attacked by a bear and survived, and maybe now he has a cool hook. Ladies will love it. You don't know that. There's some fucking weirdos out there. Be really attracted to guys with hooks or like one eye and like he has an eye patch. Like, you can find girls that love pirates. I mean, the most famous pirate porn star ever that got attacked by a bear. That's an awesome life. And then I get to see the sun. That is all I'm asking you in return. I am giving my friend an endless amount of fame, possible book deals, like all the ladies. And then all I get to do, I just get to live my life. Like, I think I'm giving my friend a gift. I think I'm giving that person
If you are interested in buying the bridge that Stephanie Sotilli is selling, go to nosmalltalkpodcast@gmail.com.
What?
You carny. You fucking carny. It's not even fair. I'm supposed to be the carny of this relationship, not you.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if it's a friend, I think I'm giving them. I'm giving them life experience. I'm giving them a story. And then I don't have to be depressed and weird the rest of my life because I can't see the sun.
More. I think our friend should just line up and fight Battle Royale style for the opportunity to get mauled by a bear for this kind of media
exposure. Just put him in a Greek style like arena and just fight a bunch of bears.
I could sell tickets to this. I think, you know what,
they can range from small to big.
Yes, and just have them all go at it in the last schmuck standing. That's what it's called, last schmuck standing. It'll be hosted by Bill Bellamy, it'll be on NBC. It'll be a combination of all the things you love, honey. Violence and terrible comedy ideas.
I love violence.
Yes, you do.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I'm trying to paint a tapestry here. We're weaving tapestries on this show. Just don't
turn off the Ludwig van, please. But you, what would you still have?
I would take the bear option. I would take the bear option.
I will take the bear option for 200, please.
It's like something you get on a menu at a survivalist restaurant. Yeah, I'd like the bear, the venison, the emergency rations, and the shotgun, please.
I will take the bear option.
I think that's the name of this episode.
I will take the bear option. We always say that, and then it turns out to be something completely different.
Because we have another half of this show to do.
I know.
That's the problem with this show. It's so good for the entire time that we get up two different episode titles. I'll be that. I'll have that amount of hubris to say that, because I don't care. People like this show. And
look, if the friend survives the bear attack, which he will, and then I get to see the sun, I will leave all of my tools out in the sun that I get to experience. It'll be really hot, and I will go and hunt down the bear and kill it for him.
You're a good friend.
That'll be the...
You're a good friend.
That'll be the other side of it. Don't worry, it's okay. You have one leg. I have two legs, and I will go kill the bear for you. I will chop off the bear leg, bring it back so you can wear it as your leg. And then you'll look like Man Bear Pig from South Park.
That's not... Do you think that's how bodies work?
It will work in my sunny life, because I have a sunny disposition, because I get to now see the sun.
It's sunny with a chance, honey. It's sunny with a chance. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the No Small Talk Podcast on iTunes, now Stitcher, and also nosmalltalkpodcast.wordpress.com.
That's Cat Stevens, and we're at our transmitter site, Scott Newman, here at WFM in New York. And
yeah. Hello, Fred. This is Bob Grant with you on WABC.
How are you, Bob? First time caller. I've never really been motivated enough to call, but this time I
am.
And tell him that he's got a sexist, racist, homophobic pig playing crappy music and no one's going to listen to your station and you're going to die old and alone because you're bad at your job and no one thinks you're hot.
And up next, dedicated to Veronica, is Ashes in the Air by the Flaming Lips. I'm Seth with KY and the Web of Wibbly, reminding you I love and accept everybody. If you like what you heard, you can download new episodes of KY every Thursday night on iTunes or on our website, kyradio.wordpress.com. If you're on Twitter or Facebook, so are we. Look us up at KY Radio. If you want to shoot us an email, go to kyradiostation@gmail.com. KY, hating radio, one caller at a time. Hey guys, welcome back to No Small Talk. I'm Matt Ryan, joined by Stephanie Sotilli. Let's move on to our next question.
Okay, and he had me want to tell you guys that the titles of the questions, which I haven't been reading.
No.
The title of that last question was Grizzly Weather.
That's a good one.
So some of them aren't puns though. Some of them are just the thing. Like this next one is just called the dress code. So.
All right.
That's not a pun.
You work in an office, performing a job that you find satisfying and which compensates you adequately. The company that employs you is suddenly purchased by an eccentric millionaire who plans to immediately raise each person's salary by 5% and extend an extra week of vacation to all full-time employees. However, this new owner intends to enforce a somewhat radical dress code. Every day, men will have to wear tuxedos, tails, and top hats. During the summer months, male employees will be allowed to wear gray, three-piece suits on casual Fridays. Women must exclusively work in formal wear, preferably ball gowns or prom dresses. Each employee will be given an annual $1,500 stipend to purchase necessary garments, but that money can only be spent on work-related clothing. The new regimen starts in 3 months. Do you seek employment elsewhere?
There are many, many ways to answer this. I can do them in various languages. Yes, see, ya, duh.
Wait, you would seek other employment or
no? No. Yes, I would do this every day.
I would not seek other employment.
I would buy land in front of that building. I would be so excited to go to work. I wouldn't leave the office.
Yeah, no, that'd be awesome to wear a fucking nice flowing prom dress. To it'd be awesome. I wouldn't have to worry about picking out any clothing for work.
Exactly. You don't have you have your day set for you, and also you get to wear a tuxedo every day. You know how awesome it would feel to wear a tuxedo on the subway to work? You know how better you would feel about having to take the fucking subway every day?
Well, no, I would dress when I got to work. I wouldn't be that, because if
don't
I
half-ass it.
No, because if I. Here's why. Like, I'm fine wearing it at my job, but I'm not going to be on the fucking R train in a prom dress, and then every single day someone's going to take a photo of me and create some Tumblr. Hey, crazy lady in a prom dress on the train Tumblr that gets all famous and becomes a book and they make money off my face. No, I'm not doing that.
That's why you wear one of those masquerade masks.
They're still going to make money
off
of...
You walk onto the train every morning, you play Pomp and Circumstance on your iPhone... And you go, hello, good morning, good morning.
They're still making money off me.
Wear a bag over your head.
30% or nothing. You don't fucking get to make money off me.
Well, then you can sue them. Trademark your face. This is a very simple thing. Like, just your everyday stuff, dealing with all of that. Like, if you're online at McDonald's for that. Yeah, so what if I'm in a formal... Look, I don't tell you shit about your work uniform. You don't tell me shit about my work uniform. All right, let me get a McGriddle, a coffee, and fuck it, another McGriddle. What are you looking at? Yeah, so what if I'm in a formal... Look, I don't tell you shit about your work uniform. You don't tell me shit about my work uniform. Yeah, I'm your mother's doorman. Fuck you. I'm sorry, I got lost.
Yeah, I'm gonna just let that go on and let you.
You know, I would have done it for another 5 minutes, right? I would have turned it into a Bob Newhart sketch.
Yes, I know. I've already picked up the black box from the plane crash already. I have it.
I'm gonna go get some salve.
Sit down.
I'm gonna go get some salve for my burning.
Please. I love you.
Uh huh. Do you?
I think it'd be really fun. Yeah, they're asking, like, no, of course I would do that.
I'll ask the audience, what would you do? What if you, now, if you like your job.
Well, that's what the question is saying, is that you're in, you like the job. Yeah. So if you're already in a place that you like, and then, yeah, what
that's cares? An easy answer. Unless you are so fucking lazy that you can't do that, that you can't put on a tuxedo every day. Like, that is a thing that...
And also, you're in an office. So to me, the summer months don't really have any, like, you know, they won't change anything. Because you're in an office. They already have, like, you have air conditioning.
And,
like,
and if you work in an office anyway, there's some sort of, like, corporate casual dress code. And it's like, okay, I have to wear a fancier shirt and pants every day.
Yeah, it would be, like, for men, I don't think it would change all that much.
Oh, no, I don't have to, I can't wear jeans and sneakers. Oh, my God, what a travesty.
Yeah, I think it would be more, I'm trying to think about what would be the negative to it. Because that's, you know, that's why it's asking, like, why wouldn't you want to do this? Mm-hmm. So...
Not as many people are as fun as we are, honey. Some people are nudges and will continue to be nudges till the end of time.
You know, because that's the point of these questions, is not actually what your answers would be, but why you're saying that. Yeah. And to us, I guess it's worth saying, who cares what we wear, at least for those things. Yeah. If they're saying you have to work in, you know, a giant bunny suit, for example, I would say no, because I know how uncomfortable those
are. Liar! Liar!
All day? To work in one of those all day, because I've been in one of those and you can't breathe, that would be really difficult and you can't get anything done. You're still in clothing where you can still get stuff done. So, and look fucking awesome.
Yeah, like, exactly. So I can't.
I think dresses are the, ball gowns or dresses like that are the most flattering things you can wear. And again, if someone will pay me to wear that stuff, yes, of course.
Fucking
there's no way that would be a problem.
Dry cleaning bill would be the only problem, because it would be a little expensive, because you got to dry clean it. You can't just throw it in the washer.
But then you get a raise.
Yeah.
And they give you a stipend for work clothing, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to use that also for dry cleaning.
And just go to a fucking thrift store, buy a couple of ball gowns and a tuxedo, and you're like, I'm good. You can buy enough wardrobe for a year, because if you go to the right kind of thrift store, like the one we go to.
Yeah, I would go to, I'm just going to go to JCPenney's. They have a lot of dresses there.
I know they do. So. I bought a suit there once.
Mod Cloth. You just go to Mod Cloth. We're not sponsored by any of these people. No. But I can go to Mod Cloth and get all the dresses.
We wouldn't mind being sponsored by them. If you do want to be a sponsor of our show, there's a very simple way of doing that.
Oh, no.
You can email us at nosmalltalkpodcast@gmail.com and have the word advertiser in the subject line. Thanks. That's an inside joke for the wrestling fans, which probably takes up 65%. What do you think, just to go take an aside here, what do you think is our audience?
Oh, I don't know.
Like, they're not just nameless, faceless people. These are real individuals. Do you think a majority of them are wrestling fans?
Oh, I have no clue.
Because, like, the majority of people we know, collectively, are wrestling fans.
Well, for me, it's half and half.
Yeah.
I know a lot of different people.
I do, too. Miss, I have a diverse group of people I speak to.
Actors, comedians... wrestling, yeah.
Board ops, wrestlers, you, Soberman, the guy at the deli, the lady at the crepe place my coffee.
Well, what does it matter what do you think?
Because I'm interested in, like, who listens and why they listen and all that other stuff. Because I like knowing why people listen to shit. Because
of the titties. No, it doesn't make any sense because I can't see them.
No. I can. I do need to work on my upper body. Like, oh, you were talking about yours. Oh, they are magnificent. They belong to me. I bought the deed for the land. They're my huge tracts of land. Make a Monty Python quote. I'm just hitting the nerd trifecta here. You can play punchline bingo with me. Just expect some sort of...
I love you.
Fucking February.
See, but they say men and men were this, women were that. I'm thinking about like the transgender people.
Well, they just do the kind of half and half thing. It's just
oh, like half their outfit.
Yeah, they got half a hat, half a tux, half a ball gown. Fuck, I'd do that. There's a crazy millionaire. You might end up with the men in ball gowns and the women in tuxedos. I'd say bring it the fuck on.
Like I can picture that being a news story on like Jezebel. I like this one company is discriminating against someone who wants to wear a ball gown, but they have to wear a tuxedo.
I have the legs for it. I can do it. Hashtag ball gown. But yeah, this would be a huge story on the internet, and.
You have the eccentric. Excellent. Yes. That's all I kept picturing when they said billionaire.
I almost yelled out, I get to work for Vince McMahon or Ted Turner or any of those. Because eccentric millionaires are a dime a dozen these days. Because every day you read about it. Mark Cuban, for God's sake. Like, there are a litany of them. Like, Warren Buffett's one of the richest men, if not the richest man on the planet. And his main thing, one of his main things right now is to keep newspapers alive. Like, that's one of his deals. And I'm like, hey, he's got the fucking
in general money. Or some specific paper? And,
no, like a bunch of them. Like, he's buying newspapers across the country. And the Koch brothers are spending all their money to keep the Republican Party alive, so they're chasing their windmills. I got political and shit. Buck, yo.
I know, you always do.
I know.
I keep it fun, nice.
It's just because I used to be a journalist back when I cared about journalism all those years ago. I told you about the story when I won that AP award, right? Mm-hmm. And I laughed for about 10 minutes. I was told over the phone by two different people, and I was sitting at my desk.
Why were you laughing?
Because, A, not a person who should be winning a major news award for anything. Best sports yeller, maybe. Most practical person to talk about pro wrestling on a podcast, maybe. But to win the best newscast in New York State when I was doing it for the first fucking time.
Oh, I see.
I had never done a 30-minute newscast before in my life.
Was it you or was it for a group of people?
It was the whole group. It was the two anchors, myself and a guy named Patrick Neely, Matt Napolitano, who's a stand-up comedian now, and Melissa Raff, who works in the radio business still. Those were our producers and engineers that night. And we were the ones who won the award. We beat people in our own station and everybody else in New York State. I laughed like a man who had just beaten death. Because I was out of the station at that point. I was out of Hofstra. I left Hofstra because I was nearing a nervous breakdown, which is always fun.
Well, people who have been to Hofstra are very sympathetic to that thought.
What's up to WRHU? Mullen still owes me $75.
I've never been drunk in formal wear. That makes me sad.
Really? You've never been drunk in formal wear?
Formal wear? No, because it's mostly been... like house parties. I've never gotten.
Alright, we gotta fix this.
I don't really own formal wear.
All right,
and my prom, I didn't. No, I was 18. Yeah. I'm not stupid. I didn't drink.
Good for you.
So. I drank Shirley Temple for the first time.
Yeah.
They serve those at my prom, and I'm like, what's this? It's very sweet and it's.
Did you go to an ice cream social after?
No, but I did go to Denny's at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, I went to a diner after my prom. I was forced to go to my prom. To my junior high and my high school senior prom, I was basically goaded by everyone I knew to go to the prom. Like, it was you gotta go. You got my mom telling me this. Teachers telling me this. My friends telling me this.
Were you happy you went?
Yeah, no, I was.
Okay.
I was. Because I got to, hang out with my friends. I wore a gold suit.
Yeah.
There's a photo of it. I might link dump it of me in a gold suit at 255 pounds.
Almost. Oh, my God.
You've seen it.
No, I've seen it. But just, collection of words, gold suit. Oh, my God.
It's like one of those word pictures where you just have those random words. Like, people put up on Tumblr as hashtags or tags.
Yes.
And, like, it's just big ones. Like, gold, suit, prom.
This is why.
Yeah. And I took the limo in last minute with a... I was going to take the fucking subway in originally because I grew up in New York City.
Chubby white boy on the New York subway in a gold suit.
I've done
Not
it.
A good idea.
I've done it dressed as Shapiro. I really... There's no real... I would be the most demure dressed man on the subway. Let's not play ourselves here. I saw a man today wearing, carrying a fur coat and wearing a fur coat. He had two fur coats on him. He was walking with a woman who had her own bubble jacket. He had two fur coats for himself. That was the baddest motherfucker I have ever seen in my life.
He's got his walking coat and he's got a dinner coat. He's old fashioned.
That is very true. That is very true, honey.
Your smoking jacket.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I went to mine driven by my friend's boyfriend, mm-hmm. now her husband, then her prom date, in his Jeep, and we listened to Weird Al at first and then Evanescence on the way there. Neither were my choices. Both I own, neither were my choices.
That is just the weirdest.
Yeah.
Was it Weird Al with Evanescence at some point?
Yes, it was a mix.
Just Wake Me Up Inside, play it on the accordion. I would buy that album. I would buy the shit out of that album.
Yeah, well, we didn't get, like, I shouldn't have listened to her because she's like, no, we won't, you know, if we get enough people, we will get a limo. And then nobody, I think neither of us really called people. So mm-hmm. it was like, all right, it's just the three of us.
Yeah.
So we just got ready at her place and left.
That sounds about right.
Took 3 hours to curl my hair. Stupid.
You looked very cute in your prom dress. I saw a photo of you.
That's probably the best I've ever looked, is there.
I tend to disagree, but
I also bought, like, all of my accessories came from Claire's. Because I had no money, I thought they were cute because they were all silver. Because my prom dress was, mine was lavender and silver, and it was very sparkly. Mm-hmm. And I bought one of those little, they're these kind of like stickers, but they're made of jewels on your skin. Yeah. So I got an S and put it on my arm because it was like another accessory.
You are so from Florida.
Why is that?
I don't know. That just reminds me of something that someone.
I know, but
do
you know
prom.
Zero about Florida. It's like, oh my god, that's such a Florida thing.
I know it's a state.
You know zero things.
I know
about
Catherine
Florida.
Harris was your attorney general.
You know zero things about what makes a person a Floridian. If I have like a ton of flip flops, you can say, oh, that's such a Florida thing. But just pick a random thing. When I know you don't know anything about Florida. It's like you having, you know, owning black shorts. Oh, my God, that's such a Brooklyn thing. That makes no sense.
Look, let me live in my own hypocrisy.
No, but it's my job to point it out
to
you.
I know. It's uncomfortable. I don't like it. Shut up.
I had fun at my prom, and I had no date. I was fine. I didn't care. I was completely fine with that because I had my friends.
I was several star systems away from actually getting a date. I bought a gold suit from an Armenian in Sunset Park. I then went in a limo with my one of my best friend's ex-girlfriends, her collection of people, including her best friend, whose boyfriend I believe was 16 at the time. They ended up having a kid together right out of high school. So, you know, lovely people. And just a litany of people that I kind of knew. Because in my high school, everybody kind of knew everybody else. Mm-hmm. And we all kind of got along with the occasional textbook riot that occurred in the science classes. And it was a fun experience. It was an interesting experience. I felt a little uncomfortable in my own skin a little bit at first because I was not really a sociable person. Mm-hmm. I was a guy.
No.
Thanks. Thank you. I was a kid who listened to a lot of Opie and Anthony and George mm-hmm. Carlin and would play Halo and masturbate a lot.
Sure.
Not much has changed in the past 7 years.
We have very similar childhoods.
Yes, we did. Not much has changed in the past 7 years. But I am a more sociable person now. I was dealing with a lot of anger and other pretentious bullshit that a 17-year-old goes through when he's 17 and no one will touch his dick.
So we'll keep this light about the prom.
Yes. I'm getting to the point. It was a lot of fun. We ended up, you know, I had danced. I was so afraid of dancing. Still kind of am. Dancing in front of people. But it was fun. There was a cowboy hat involved. Someone was wearing a suit with a cowboy hat. Weirdly a tradition.
They do it up wild in Brooklyn, don't they?
And it was in Manhattan. It was in a hotel ballroom in Manhattan. And it was a very fun time. I enjoyed it. My junior high prom I got grinded on by a girl.
Yes.
No, because it's just one other story before we go back to you, because your prom story is more interesting than mine.
It's
no, fine. I was just...
I'll be quiet. It's fine.
Oh, shut up. No, I got it. The first time a girl ever grinded or did anything sexual to me at 13. And I get cock blocked by my Spanish teacher. She comes in.
Puts yes, a stop as to she it. Should have. Because you're 13.
You. Fuck you.
No.
Well, you've seen photos of me at 13. That was charity. That was mercy. God looked down upon me that day and said, you know what, kid? Things aren't going your way right now. Things are going to get better in your 20s. You're going to figure out not to eat your pain away. Often. You're still going to do it, but you're not going to do it as often as we go for the bag of Cheetos. Grab the Cheetos. I'm going to have this skinny Ecuadorian girl grind on you for a little while, and that will be something you remember 12 years later. 12 years later, and that's still ingrained in my head.
Right.
And I really, really, really could have done better at proms, but I had fun. Like, that's the thing. I had fun. I wasn't like, I was all doubty and pissy and moany about it before, but after.
I don't remember being angry or, like, upset. I never fell into the, like, we always see these stereotypical, like, situations on TV for high schoolers, which is, oh my god, do you get a date for prom? But like, no, nobody that I knew cared about that stuff.
Yeah.
I had like three friends that went without dates, and we all just like hung out with each other and sat at the same tables. We didn't really care. Mm-hmm. I remember I developed a crush on one of my classmates my senior year, who, well, like, we were friendly, but he already was dating someone who was a year underneath him. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So days before it, I'm like joking with him, like, okay, you owe me a dance. Remember, you owe me a dance because we're friends. Mm-hmm. So during the prom, oh my god, I think it was the song Tipsy.
Fuck you.
I think that's. Fuck you. Should play that song at the beginning of this. I'm pretty sure that was the song. Maybe, but it was in that vein, like of that early 2000s rap. But it was either that or it was something from Nelly. I don't remember. But it was something.
Hey,
I remember.
You want to dance? Hot in. So hot.
Yeah. It was one of those things. I don't remember.
Oh, it's so awkward. My God. That makes me uncomfortable.
Well, the song, yeah, but I didn't care. I was like, there's very weird specific times where I have just the utmost level of confidence. And sometimes that's one of them. Like, hey, you owe me a dance. When he was with his girlfriend, I'm like, I don't fucking care. I'm his friend. Who cares, right? It's totally innocent. So he's like, all right, yeah. So we dance, I think, to two songs. And it's very innocent, doesn't matter. But I remember, like, after I leave and my friends pull me away, one of them says to me, you know his girlfriend was giving you, like, the dirtiest looks. I'm like, I didn't do anything. I had no intention of doing anything.
Stephanie Sotilli, shit starter since the womb. I love you. I want to spend the rest of my time on this planet that does not involve me getting shot out of a cannon with you.
Mm-hmm.
But you start shit like nobody else.
I don't do anything.
You knew what you were doing.
I didn't do anything. I didn't know, because I'm not an idiot. I didn't, like, expect some kind of fucking she's all that scene to happen where he, like...
No, but you knew...
I realized I'm supposed to be with you. I didn't care. It's not like I was in love with a guy. I was just like, oh, whatever, this is funny. Like, that's all it was to me. It was just funny.
But you knew she was going to give you the bitch better not touch my
mom. No, I honestly didn't. I didn't, like, I didn't think they were going
to... Well, then you don't know women that well.
I don't want to, if that's what they do. Honey, if we go out to dance and a friend of yours who I also know just wants to dance with you, I'm not going to fucking give her looks because I have confidence in my relationship with someone and I'm secure that it will be fine if you just go dance with a friend.
Yes.
So no, if that's how women are, no, I don't want to know them because that's retarded.
See, honey, there's a movie out there that you need to watch that will give you a look into what a woman wants. And it's starring Mel Gibson.
Get Out.
And it's called The Passion of the Christ.
I wish Nelly was playing right now. There's more subtlety in a Nelly song.
You samba-lined all over the punchline, too. You cha-cha-slided, speaking of proms, all over the punchline. And I commend you for that. And on that note, we will cha-cha-slide our way into the ether. Stephanie, how is it that people can find us via the social media?
If you are on Twitter, you can follow us at No Small Talk Pod. No Small Talk POD. If you find us on Facebook, again, just search No Small Talk. You'll find us. If you have any comments at all, if you would like to maybe give your feedback on what you would you wear a prom dress to work, essentially.
How was your experiences at prom? We might talk about some of those. Hashtag prom date disasters on Twitter.
Never going to use those hashtags. If you would like to email us any type of feedback or any type of questions you'd like to hear us talk about, you can email us at nosmalltalkpodcast@gmail.com.
Exactly. And also coming out this week is another episode of KY. This week's episode features Carlsbad, California. This is an episode you're not going to want to miss because you'll hear a familiar voice on that episode. If you want to get involved with KY, follow us on Twitter at KY Radio. Look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/KY Radio. And also online at kyradio.wordpress.com. New episodes every Thursday at 11 p.m. We want to thank you so much for being a part of this show this week. And if you want to be more a part of the show, go on to iTunes, go on to Stitcher. Leave us a rating, give us a review. Doesn't have to be 5 stars. We'd love it for it to be 5 stars, but we're honest people here. No small. We just
four.
Talk, we
I'm just, okay with
yeah,
four.
I can take a 3.5. I'm comfortable with that. We've just bared our souls for an hour and talked about how we wouldn't mind our friends losing their limbs in a bear attack because that means we can go out into the sun. We want to soak up the sun. We want to have some fun.
Look, I'm just going to go to my friend in a wheelchair that they'll be rehabilitated for in 4 months. I go, look, I understand that you're going through a lot of pain. And I know that that bear attack must have been the most frightening thing in your life. But please, don't steal my sunshine.